Commentator David Figler is a sensitive creature, too. He doesn't live in a swamp, and there are no dome-shaped dots on his face, but he still has to take into account his environment, which favors the extremes.
Each year, I look forward to the bloom of the pear blossoms. The appearance of these quaint pale buds on the hardy tree in my backyard harkens the arrival of the season, and like the sound of a starter's pistol, I now have approximately 1 week to complete my spring cleaning. Not by choice, but practicality. See, here in Las Vegas, as in much of the majestic American Southwest, figuring out the change of the season is a tricky endeavor. Generally, we only have 3 seasons. Summer, Summer Extended Remix, and those rapidly falling windows known as the, quote, curious flashes of friendly weather when it's not so summery. Eventually, national weather maps at local news stations far and wide will be stained with a deep fuchsia upon my neck of the woods, while chuckling weathercasters in places like Maine will rudely point and snidely say things like, "Another scorcher in the Southwest," or "The flames of eternal damnation seem to have descended upon Las Vegas," as upper 80s turn to triple digits, as I furiously try to finish all the vacuuming, scrubbing of linoleum, figuring out which holiday cards to toss, dating back to 1985. Feverishly attempting to complete all my spring cleaning tasks before the season evaporates like every drop of sweat off my brow. Yes, yes, it's a dry heat, but that's like finding solace in the nausea accompanied by dry heaves. When the annual shaping up of my house is done, I will head out to the shade of my pear tree and remember that despite the challenges of living here in the desert, much can be accomplished. Eventually, the fruit will arrive, and with it the cool, sweet juice of each bite that makes me thankful for nature and the beauty of my surroundings, which, of course, at that moment in time, means the wondrous air conditioning inside my home.
David Figler is a public defender. He comes to us from member station KNPR.